C'est leçon 29, Pemsleur, anglais américain.
Listen.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Charles. I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Not bad.
Now ask what that means.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Mot bad.
The word bad.
Ça veut dire mal.
That means bad. That means bad.
C'est un mot anglais.
It's an English word.
Try to say
pas mal.
Not bad. Not bad.
Say that you understand now.
I understand now.
Qui j'en dis un mot nous pas comprendre.
I don't understand. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Say again.
Pas mal.
Not bad.
Now say.
Nous pourrons rester ici là.
We're going to stay here.
Pour quelques jours.
For a few days.
Dis-nous pour rester ici là pour quelques jours.
We're going to stay here for a few days.
Ask how long.
How long?
Kounia, mandez-le combien de temps le pral rete.
How long are you going to stay? To stay. Going to stay. How long are you going to stay?
Say.
Nous pral rete.
We're going to stay. We're going to stay.
Pour 5 jours.
For 5 days.
Et puis?
And then?
Nous prenons parti.
We're going to leave.
Nous prenons Boston ensemble.
We're going to Boston together.
Nous pas gain pile temps.
We don't have a lot of time.
Say
$100.
$100.
Now say
gain $200.
I have $200. $200.
Mais.
But.
Pas besoin de rien.
I don't need anything.
Marie, pas besoin de rien.
My husband doesn't need anything.
Et nous pas gain pile le temps.
And we don't have a lot of time.
Nous pral rete.
We're going to stay.
pour quelques jours.
For a few days.
For a few weeks.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
More weeks.
The word weeks.
C'est un mot anglais.
It's an English word. It means semaine.
Try to say
une semaine, utilisez chiffre.
1 week. For 1 week.
Combien de temps?
How long?
Pour une semaine.
For 1 week.
Nous pourrons rester.
We're going to stay.
Pour une semaine.
For 1 week. We're going to stay for 1 week.
Ensemble.
Together.
Et puis?
And then.
Et puis nous prenons parti.
And then we're going to leave.
Depuis combien de temps ici là?
Listen and repeat.
How long have you been here? Been. Been. Have been. Have you been? How long? How long have you been here?
Ask again.
Depuis combien de temps vous êtes là?
How long have you been here?
Answer.
Depuis quelques semaines. Dis, four.
For a few weeks. For a few weeks.
Mandé Damlan, depuis combien de temps l'icite là?
How long have you been here?
Ou voulez dire, m'icite là depuis quelques semaines?
Try to say,
m'icite là depuis.
I have been here for. I have been here. I've been here. I've been here for.
Est-ce que vous remarquez contraction? Hein? Ou ordinairement employé contraction?
I have.
Là, vous utilisez yo pour parler de passé. Qu'on y a essayé dit, mis cette là depuis quelques semaines.
I've been here for a few weeks. I've been here.
Dis encore, où est-ce là depuis quelques semaines?
I've been here for a few weeks.
Kounia, essayez Mandel depuis combien de temps l'in Boston?
How long have you been in Boston? How long have you been in Boston?
Depuis hier. Premièrement, hier.
Listen and repeat.
Yesterday. Day. Day. Yest. Yester. Yesterday.
Say.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Depuis hier.
Listen and repeat.
Since yesterday. Since. Since. Since yesterday.
Remarquez que là où dit depuis plus yon les spécifiques dans passé ou utiliser
since
en anglais.
How do you say
depuis hier?
Since yesterday.
Kounia dit ensemble depuis quelques semaines, depuis hier.
For a few weeks, since yesterday.
Say,
Misit la depuis hier.
I've been here since yesterday. I've.
Kounia, même Jean dit nous ici là depuis hier.
We've been here since yesterday. We've. We've. We've been here since yesterday.
Qui sont-tu acheté hier?
Listen and repeat.
What did you buy yesterday? Buy. Buy. Did. Did buy. What did you buy yesterday?
Ask.
Qui sont-tu acheté hier?
What did you buy yesterday?
Mot
did.
Wap utilisé pour mander sa yon moun te fait dans le passé. Mande encore. Qui sont-tu acheté hier?
What did you buy yesterday?
Mes réponses li.
Listen and repeat.
I bought something. Bought. Bought. I bought something.
Essaye mandel qui ça t'a acheté.
Try to ask her what she bought.
What did you buy? What did you buy?
Say,
t'ai acheté un bagage.
I bought something.
Listen and repeat.
Did buy. Bought. Did buy. Bought. What did you buy?
Say.
T'ai acheté un bagage.
I bought something.
Ask.
Qui sont-tu acheté hier?
What did you buy yesterday?
Now try to ask.
Qui sont-tu fait hier?
What did you do yesterday? Do. What did you do? What did you do yesterday?
Answer.
T'ai acheté un bagage.
I bought something.
Ask.
Qui ça t'ai acheté?
What did you buy?
Answer.
Un bagage pour boire.
Something to drink.
T'ai acheté un petit divin.
I bought some wine and a newspaper.
Ask what that means.
What does that mean?
Mu, newspaper.
The word newspaper.
That means journal.
Try to say
journal.
Newspaper. Paper. Paper. News. Newspaper. A newspaper.
Vous t'y achetez un journal.
I bought a newspaper.
Un journal américain?
An American newspaper?
Oui, un journal américain.
Yes, an American newspaper.
Ask.
Depuis combien de temps ici là?
How long have you been here?
Answer.
Depuis hier.
Since yesterday.
Mais c'est là depuis hier.
I've been here since yesterday.
Qu'est-ce que tu as fait hier?
What did you do yesterday?
On t'a acheté un petit vin.
I bought some wine.
Try to say.
Un petit vin cher.
Some expensive wine. Some expensive wine. I bought some expensive wine.
Et un journal américain.
And an American newspaper.
Try to say,
ça pas mal.
That's not bad. Not bad. That's not bad.
Say,
Marie me pague un divin.
My husband doesn't have any wine. Any wine.
On t'a acheté un petit vin.
I bought some wine.
Pour Marim.
For my husband.
Journal là, c'est pour moi.
The newspaper is for me. For me.
Et du vin, c'est pour lui.
Listen and repeat.
And the wine is for him. 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 For him. The wine is for him.
How do you say?
Pour lui, référence garçon.
For him. Him. For him.
Say again.
Divin, c'est pour lui.
The wine is for him.
T'as acheté un peu café tout.
I bought some coffee too.
Café, c'est pour un mime, Marie.
The coffee is for my friend Mary.
Café, c'est pour lui.
Listen and repeat for her.
For her. The coffee is for her. 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 For her. The coffee is for her. It's for her.
Say again.
C'est pour lui.
It's for her. For her. The coffee is for her.
Now say.
Divin, c'est pour lui. Référence Maril.
The wine is for him. For him.
Et café, c'est pour lui. Référence Zamil.
And the coffee is for her. For her.
Mais qui j'en pour m'en dit? Est-ce qu'on remet divin?
Listen and repeat.
Do you like wine? You like? Do you like? Do you like wine?
Ask.
Est-ce qu'on remet divin?
Do you like wine? Do you like wine?
Now try to say.
M'aime.
I like. I like.
M'aime divin.
I like wine. Yes, I like wine.
Dis ensemble. M'aime, n't'aime.
I like, I'd like. I like, I'd like.
Say.
M'aime du vin.
I like wine.
Now say.
N't'aime un peu du vin.
I'd like some wine. I'd like some wine, please.
Ask.
Est-ce que t'aimes un peu du vin?
Would you like some wine?
Answer.
Non, merci.
No, thanks.
Pas vrai rien.
I don't want anything.
Mais, Marie m'a remis un billet.
But my husband would like a beer.
Say,
mais un billet.
Here's a beer. Here's a beer.
Say,
c'est pour lui. Référence Maril.
It's for him. For him.
How would you say?
C'est pour lui. Référence Madame.
It's for her. It's for her.
Kounia, imaginez on a Boston. Côté arrivé seulement hier. Ou remè ville là en pile et ou gen plan pour été pour quelques semaines. Ou a parlé avec yon dame, yon fèk présenté ou.
Answer her questions. Answer her questions.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Jacques. How long have you been here?
Since yesterday. I've been here since yesterday.
What did you do yesterday?
Zilu te achete yon bagay pou madame.
I bought something for my wife.
How long are you going to stay in Boston?
For a few weeks. I'm going to stay for a few weeks.
Tell her.
Nta remerite pou 4 semaines.
I'd like to stay for 4 weeks.
Do you like Boston?
Yes, I do. I like Boston very much.